the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, June the 4th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. It turns out Trump could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue without fear of indictment, according to one of his lawyers. Also on our Monday rundown, LGBT detainees are 97 times more likely to face sexual assault in ICE detention. Plus, the EPA takes action to protect consumers from formaldehyde on manufactured wood. First, our top story is a candidate. Donald Trump bragged that he could shoot someone on New York's Fifth Avenue and not lose any support. Now the Huffington Post reports the president's lawyer says Trump could shoot the FBI director in the Oval Office and still not be prosecuted for it. Giuliani told the Huffington Post Sunday, in no case can he be subpoenaed or indicted, claiming a president's constitutional powers are that broad. Giuliani said impeachment was the initial remedy for a president's illegal behavior, even in the extreme hypothetical case of Trump having shot the former FBI director. New data shows lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender immigrants are 97 times more likely to face sexual assault in federal detention centers than the general population. Catherine Davis Young reports the analysis for the Center for American Progress shows detention centers are especially dangerous for transgender immigrants.
In addition to cases of sexual assault, it reports cases of transgender women being held in facilities for men, or sometimes in solitary confinement. In response to recent written questions from Congresswoman Kathleen Rice on Immigration and Customs Enforcement's handling of LGBT detainees, the agency replied it was, quote, committed to faithfully executing our duty to enforce immigration laws, end quote. But Sherita Gruberg with the Center for American Progress fears the Department of Homeland Security hasn't been taking appropriate steps to protect LGBT immigrants.
DHS is supposed to do a risk classification assessment on people during intake. And for people who are particularly vulnerable to sexual abuse, that's supposed to factor in from the first step of when they're deciding, do we detain this person or not, to where exactly do we detain this individual?
The Trump administration has vowed to tighten policies at the U.S.-Mexico border for reasons of national security. In April, President Donald Trump issued a memorandum asking immigration enforcement not to release detainees as they await immigration hearings. But Gruberg says the increasing federal pressure to keep more people in custody is putting LGBT immigrants in situations where they're more likely to face assault.
Women's rights activists and some medical experts say the Trump administration's proposed gag rule on reproductive health could increase unintended pregnancies and abortions. Ross Brown reports on a new Trump administration rule that makes it illegal for doctors, nurses, hospitals, and community health centers that participate in the Title X program to tell patients how they can safely and legally access abortion.
Title X was established in 1970 to provide affordable birth control and reproductive health care to America's low-income population. Jennifer Conte, a doctor with Stanford University and a fellow with Physicians for Reproductive Health, says the federal government is incentivizing clinics to stop offering abortion if they also want to provide birth control to the nation's poorest residents.
This is a gag rule. As an abortion provider, if I can talk about abortion, but I can't talk about where or how to obtain one, that essentially I am being gagged in that I am being forced to lie to my patients by omission.
So far, 13 governors across the country have signed a letter to the Secretary of Health and Human Services opposing the rule. A poll by Heart Research Associates shows that 73% of Americans also oppose the rule.
By one estimate, unsafe abortion takes the lives of about 47,000 women worldwide every year. And a new poll shows that Mainers are not in sync with Governor Paula Page when it comes to the environment. Linda Barr has our report.
Most voters want to replace him with a candidate who supports land conservation and clean energy when they vote in the primary on June 12th. Pete Dittesheim, advocacy director with the National Resources Council of Maine, points to efforts by LePage to drive a wedge between Maine voters and the environment. He says LePage has had a pretty anti-environmental record.
He has not supported land conservation. He's opposed Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument. He's supported offshore oil drilling. He's been critical of land conservation and clean energy and has attacked solar. But Maine people are in a very different place.
Statewide, the poll shows Mainers strongly support energy efficiency and clean energy policies to address the problem.
And finally, Eric Tegenhoff reports a new rule put in place by the Environmental Protection Agency this month will protect consumers from formaldehyde in wood products.
Formaldehyde is used to bind wood in products such as cabinets, flooring, and even RV paneling. However, excessive use of the product can hurt people's health. While the EPA created tougher standards in 2016, agency head Scott Pruitt delayed their implementation. Earth Justice challenged that decision, and in March, a judge ordered enforcement of those rules by June 1st. Patty Goldman, Northwest Managing Attorney at Earth Justice, calls the decision a major win for consumers, especially given the harm formaldehyde can do.
It's a respiratory irritant. It's linked with leukemia and other cancers. It exacerbates childhood asthma. So it's really a good thing that we will be protected from excessive formaldehyde emissions.
In 2010, the Congress passed bipartisan legislation adopting California's stance on tougher standards for formaldehyde. That 2010 statute eventually led to tougher regulations in 2016 and their enforcement this month. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.